Hi everyone, it's Josh here. I just wanted to let you know that Lovecraft Esque, the storytelling card game of creeping cosmic horror, is heading for a second edition crowdfunding on Backerkit in October. It's a much improved version of an already great game. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will have heard us playing it, and if you haven't, I recommend you go and check those episodes out. And if you would like to get in on the new edition, there is a link in the show notes, which you can use to sign up for notifications when the campaign launches. Welcome to Black Armada Tales, an actual play podcast. My name is Josh Fox. My pronouns are he and him. And with me, I have...
I'm Becky Anderson. I will be playing Lieutenant Emily Loris, also known as Hellcat. That's the Ares playbook, and our pronouns are she and her.
Ed Tomlinson, playing Dr. Tobias Roy, the Scorpio playbook, and our pronouns are he and him.
Hey folks, I'm Nick Bate. I'm playing Sam Buckley, Captain of the Hecate. That's the Taurus playbook. We both use he, him pronouns.
And I'm Sue Elliott. I'll be playing Sonia Vega, the Gemini playbook, and our pronouns are she and her.
And we're going to be playing Last Fleet, written by me.
I'm curious about what happens when Hellcat finds out that Vega's been breaked.
Yeah, I was exactly what I was about to ask, yeah. So I think the word will definitely get back to Loris and Roy, to be honest. Like, I don't. There's less reason why Roy would find out, but he will find out.
Yeah, I think Loris will barrel into Catan's office at that point.
Okay.
She's back on her shit now. Now that Vega's in trouble.
Back on her bullshit.
Back on her bullshit now that Vega's in trouble. She's prepped and ready to get brigged.
All right, nice. Everybody ends up with the brig.
You're just angling for a reach out here, aren't you? You're trying to get brigged so that you and Vega can reach out to each other while you're in prison.
No, I'm trying to get brigged because I feel like I'm not playing the Ares playbook properly if I don't get brigged at least once per game.
I just think I'm going to invent a new acronym, TPB, for the total party brig. Fine. So yeah, I guess Catan going to be in your office, Buckley? Probably is, isn't he? Because that's where all of the command shit is, and it's near to the bridge and all the rest of it. So yeah, I think he's in there, and I think we suppose it's quite a small office, but with enough space to hold a conversation with a couple of other people. I guess all of Buckley's stuff has been like neatly moved to one side. He's not put it away, he's not put out of his own stuff, he's just sort of vaguely cleared the decks a little bit. It looks a bit half lived in and half not lived in, and he sat there looking at some report.
I'm gonna knock, but then it, like, immediately barrel in without waiting for him to say come. So I've done like the minimal politeness, but clearly not.
Okay.
And then I'll slam both my hands down on his desk and say, "Why the fuck is Vega in the bridge?"
He'll dog ear the page he's on and look up at you and say, "Lieutenant Loris, how nice to see you. What an interesting question. Have you been seconded to the investigation? Nobody's mentioned it to me."
"Well, I don't know. How many people have you got doing the investigation? Because it seems to me that most of the people on the ship are now in the brig or confined to quarters. Who, in fact, is doing this investigation? Is it just you?"
His face tenses up a little bit. And he looks as if he's about to say something ill-advised, but he sort of breathes and says, "That is none of your concern, Loris. But yes, I am leading the investigation. I trust you'd expect nothing less. This is our top priority."
"If your top priority, why haven't we got our best investigator on the ship working on it?"
"Because, Loris, the best investigator on the ship, as you presumably mean Vega, is one of our chief suspects."
"Really? Along with the marine captain and all of the marines? You might as well just chuck me in there as well."
"Really? Do you care to explain that?"
"And the rest of the bridge team who weren't killed in the explosion, because they're all presumably massive suspects. I mean, like, you've got to start trusting somebody, otherwise you can't run the ship. You can't run the ship with no people, Catan. And you're running out of them."
I don't know why I feel I have to explain myself to you, Loris, but just for fun, I'm gonna, okay? Ms. Vega came up to the bridge on the day of the ill-advised mission to the Alexander during the firefight when everybody's eyes were on screens watching your fighters fighting it out with Korax fighters. She came up to the bridge and did nobody knows what. And the next day, the bridge explodes, killing most of the bridge staff and horribly injuring our commanding officer. Now, what do you expect me to take from that? She's a civilian. She's not supposed to be there in the middle of a chaotic situation. She goes up for what reason? Nobody knows. Has a screaming row with the CO, leaves. Next day, boom. So yeah, she's a suspect. And furthermore, she's been sneaking around this ship, breaking the rules that we put in place to try and control this exact situation.
What exact situation?
The exact situation that we need to make sure that none of this is allowed to happen a second time.
That is so much circumstantial bullshit.
It's a hell of an interesting set of circumstances, don't you think?
Really? Because there was loads of people wandering in and out of the bridge. It was a chaotic situation, like you just said. And why not have the bomb go off straight away in the middle of the fight? Why did it go off, like, over 24 hours later?
I can't be expected to explain every little detail, but everybody else who was on that bridge had a good reason to be there.
Can I just clarify something? Do I know that Roy was on the bridge?
I don't know whether you do or don't.
Because Sam said that Roy had asked him for a shuttle, but I suppose he could not have come up to the bridge for that.
Yeah, I don't think it's clear.
No, that's fine.
Just for the record, it must have been more than 24 hours because there was a medal ceremony and...
Yeah, it was more time passed, but...
Yeah. And there was the shuttle situation. And then there was the going over to the Hecate.
All the sadness and whatever.
There's the sadness. Yeah, there was a sadness and a party and things like that, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's a good point. So I don't know what that adds up to exactly. Maybe it's like 2 or 3 days later instead.
Something like that, yeah. I don't think it really matters. Point stands.
It is circumstantial, and that's why she hasn't been thrown out of an airlock already.
And what's your reason for Alagona?
Alagona?
And why you're not using any of the Marines to patrol the corridors?
We aren't not using the Marines to patrol the corridors, to double negative myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
We are using Marines on the patrols, but we... Listen, I don't have to answer to you, Loris.
I'm liking it.
I don't have to fucking tell you a thing. I told you about Vega because I know she's your friend and because you asked. But I don't have to justify myself to you. I am the acting commanding officer of this ship. If I judge something is in the interest of the ship, that is my call.
Well, you are going to have to justify yourself to somebody when it wakes up. And I don't think it's going to go very well for you.
Fine. Well, I will relish that moment because it means that our CEO is back. And he can tell me exactly what happened on that bridge. That's what we all want, isn't it?
Don't really see how locking up half the people on the ship is going to get him back. Might make you feel better, of course, I suppose.
I think something visibly snaps in him. And he gets to his feet and, like, shoves his finger in your face. And says, you don't know what the frack you're talking about, Loris. You fly around in your fracking fighter having fun and then come back and jump into the bunk of whoever you so feel like. You are a disgrace and a mess, and I cannot believe that I've been forced to allow you to become CAG. But you don't know what it is like to sit in this chair to try and fill his shoes and to try to find to get to the bottom of who did this. I am the one person standing between this ship and another explosion like that. If that happens again, then that's it. We're done. Do you get that? The lives of the people on this ship are on the line right now, and I am going to do what it takes.
We're done because you are not man enough to do this job.
He's going to punch you in the face. Oh, no, hang on a minute. You're calling him a shit, aren't you?
I am, with both barrels. I've got my special. I can roll.
You better roll to call him on his shit, and we'll find out whether he punches you in the face.
Right.
I think he's calling you on your shit as well.
I rolled 8. Well, I rolled 6, but plus 8.
Wow. How are you getting plus 2? Oh, Yeah, how are you getting plus two?
Because I've got two raw.
Holy shit, you've got two raw. Amazing.
Yeah, I got I leveled up and I put it into raw because all the best rolls come off raw.
There's no official term for that in PBTA, is it? So I just
I think it's called an advance in last week.
Yeah, it's called an advance in the original.
Right, so you've got an 8. Are you taking any pressure to bump that up? Can you?
I can, but I don't think it's worth taking too pressure to bump it.
Okay, so he gets the choice. Is that right? Your special move doesn't change that.
Let me just check that it doesn't.
Now I'm feeling like I should have raised one of my stats rather than taking...
No, it's just that I get to erase pressure if I do it on a 10 plus, so it's not really worth it for the benefit.
What is it that you want him to do? Because that's what... I should have asked you that before I had you roll it. But that's what call you on your ship is for.
So, like, there's kind of two things that I want him to do. I want him to kind of let Vega out, obviously. But also, like, my perception is that his levels of paranoia are such that he's completely paralysing the ship and the investigation and everything, which may or may not be true. But I definitely want him to let Vega out.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Yeah, I agree with that. I think you're... It's the fact that he... Even the point that he was saying, oh, it's all this pressure on me, it's like almost like you're not seeing... It's like you're internalising this pressure on yourself and you're not seeing...
But obviously, I didn't say any of that. I just said, you're not good enough to do the job.
So I don't think... So the logical outcome of this role, because he's an NPC, is that he does what you ask him to, because there's an XP incentive for him to do so, and that's what NPCs generally do, is follow the incentives. But I don't know that really makes sense.
I don't feel like fictionally that makes sense, though.
Is it that point where he sort of breaks a bit and says, look, I'm under a lot of pressure kind of thing, and maybe we can work together to...
Just call Becky on her shit, Hellcat on her shit straight back.
All that, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's got plenty
of it. If he was a PC, that's definitely what he would do, I think.
I think the part of the implication is that I think he's trying to do it all on his own and he shouldn't, and he needs to open it up.
And in her own way, she's offering to help. Right?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Okay, I got it. His hands bunch, like they make fists, but stay by his side. His knuckles are white, and his teeth are gritted, and you know that for a moment he's considering just fucking smacking you in the face. And you're probably like ready for that. And then he just lets out a long breath and he says, well, Loris, if you're so fracking good at this, if you think it's so easy, why don't you come and help me with it? You think that I'm trying to do this on my own? I'm not. I've got help. But you can come and help with this investigation. You can prove that your friend is innocent, if she is, and then I'll let her out.
Done. If by help you mean Kennard, then you need me too. And quite a lot of other people.
Kennard's not the only one we've got helping.
Oh, that's good.
Fine. He reaches over to Fat File and thrusts it in your direction. There you go. That's what we know. Hope you enjoy reading it.
Did you lock down Roy's lap?
Oh yeah, now what? Somebody mentioned Roy's lab earlier on in the conversation. And I got distracted.
So Sam's last instruction, when they were travelling back from the Agamemnon, Sam suggested putting some marines or some hapless goons on Roy's door, on his lab, to track his movements.
Well, the initial order was from the conversation with the Admiral, where I said I would beef up the security on your lab.
Right, because of the leakage.
But I passed this order. I didn't issue an order. I told Hellcat and Vega about this after they'd spoken to me on the flight back about their concerns about Roy. And so I guess part of the reason I brought it up is because I'm wondering if what starts out as I will place additional security on that door, by the time there's been a bunch of stress and concerns about Roy and all the rest of it, does that turn into a slightly different instruction?
I don't think there are concerns about Roy on behalf of Catan, though.
No, specifically you and Vega.
I haven't told Catan about Roy.
No.
No, exactly.
I'm not really sure why I haven't. He's just so damn persuasive.
Yeah. He's just so believable. Yeah. He would never do anything like that.
Did you put the extra security on Roy's lab?
We've done what we can, what we can spare. But he's being monitored because...
I'm the suspect.
He purses his lips and then he says, Roy was up on the bridge that day too.
Why isn't Roy at the brig, sir?
The same reason that Vega wasn't in the brig until I found her sneaking around Kinnard's office. Because people do get some benefit of the doubt.
But she's investigating.
She shouldn't be investigating. She's not an official investigator. She tried to get onto the official investigative team. She tried to tap up one of my officers to find out what she could about what we were doing. And he gave her short shrift, as he should. She's not an official part of the investigation. She shouldn't have been in there, and you know that.
I asked her to find out what was going on.
I know that you want to defend your friend, but you should think twice about demanding that an unofficial, non-military person get access to stuff without even asking for it. Is that what you think?
I think that if we want to find this out, then we're going to need somebody as sharp as she is.
Well, feel free to use her as a consultant, but she's not leaving that brig cell until I know. Until there's proof.
At this point, Emily will click her heels, salute in a quite a sloppy way so that he doesn't think she's taking the piss, and take the file straight to the brig. Okay, I'm at the brig. I'm carrying a massive folder.
So just to say, the brig is... I'm thinking the brig is not individual cells sealed off from each other, right? So it's more like... the lockup in a Western.
The junk tank, is that what they call it?
Yeah, so they're not all in one cell together, but there isn't a solid wall separating all the different people from each other. So any conversation you have, you can have it in a low voice or what have you, but there are Alagona's there, and there are some other people there too.
Got it. I bet there's some other people there. 300 other people there.
Yeah, like... got the population of the fleet is there.
In fact, I imagine that I'll walk in, I'll be like, hey, Vega. Oh, hi, Alagona. Hang on a minute. And what are you doing here? And
Admiral, why are you in a cell?
Admiral, why are you in a cell? Why are half the pilots in here? Spanners, why are you in here? Mm-mm-mm. Who's running the bar?
Is the Agamemnon in there?
Yeah. It's parked in a corner.
But you know who's not in here? Roy.
Of course not.
Too smooth.
Injustice. Inaction.
Hey, Vega. I thought we had an agreement. If one of us gets brigged, both of us gets brigged. And that goes right back to flight school days, remember?
We'll hop in. There's still a bit of room.
I'm supposed to be CAG now. So, I don't think I can. But I did bring you a present.
Yeah, something did tell me that you might be doing me a favour right now.
Well, my voice carries, so I didn't get to do as much of a favour as I wanted to. I'm really sorry about that. But I did manage to get Catan to agree that as long as you stay in the brig, you can be a consultant on the investigation. And I brought you the file.
What would I do without you, honestly?
Spend less time in the brig.
I am right where I need to be, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Anyway, I've got a big fat file here, and I think Catan expects me to read it, but I'm not going to read it. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Sonia, am I taking the file, or am I like reading it through
the bars? I'm passing it to you through the bars.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to say, oh, and one more thing. One more thing.
Just one
more thing. Catan said that Roy was on the bridge before you, in the middle of the fight.
You knew that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, because if you remember, you chewed out the captain over the fact that he'd sent...
Oh, yeah, I was completely witness to that whole argument, wasn't I? Shit.
Catan says the only reason he hasn't put Roy in the brig is because he didn't find him under Kinnard's desk.
Not my best moment, I must say. Leave it with me. Come and see me soon. And hopefully I'll have a few answers.
Oh, yeah, I get off my shift in a few hours. I'll pop back with some dinner from Spanners. Doing takeout now because there's so many people in the brig.
How's Buckley?
Same. which maybe is a good thing. I don't know. I don't really know anything about all these outside of planes. So
he'll be all right.
I really hope he wakes up soon, because otherwise Catan's going to fuck this whole thing up.
Well, I've got reading to do, so
yeah,
you better get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back in a few hours for dinner. So read fast.
Later, Loris.
You too, Vega.
Hey, Loris.
Which one of the people in the brig is that? Algona?
That's the Admiral. No, it's...
Hey, Algona. Do you need me to bring you some dinner too?
I wouldn't say no.
Or a big file of paperwork?
I would say no. what's going on out there? It seems like this place is filling up.
Catan's getting pretty paranoid.
Yeah, so I'd heard.
He's desperate to crack this thing open before Buckley wakes up, so...
If he wakes up.
When Buckley wakes up, I don't think Catan will have got any closer to the truth. He's not an investigator. I doubt Sam would be investigating this on his own. Or on his own with Kennard.
Mm. He looks tired, drawn, and slightly pensive. He says, some of us here think that Catan's going to fuck this up pretty badly if we let him.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not going to let him. Hold on for Sam.
What are you going to do?
Not sure yet. My original plan was to get thrown in the brig with all of you. And that didn't pan out quite the way I thought it would. So I'm just going to be improvising.
Yeah. Okay. He looks like he kind of wants to say something, but he's not saying it.
Just give me another 48 hours before that thought in your head, which is going to get us all in a hell of a lot of trouble, comes out of your mouth.
Hmm. I don't know about 48 hours, but I'll give you as long as I can.
Okay.
Good luck, Cag.
What's the word? Is it the M word?
Yeah, very clearly the M word is in his brain. I'm trying to stop it making its way out of his face. Because if it comes out of his face, he can't shove that shit back in. For the readers and the listeners, I'm assuming we're talking about the mutiny word.
Now, I want to splice over somebody else saying a completely different M word. Something.
Marbles.
Margate.
Margaritas.
Mumps. A few.
I will come back and I will bring Algona dinner from Spanners.
Oh, that's nice. What do you think dinner from Spanners looks like?
I think it looks like a burger and chips.
Okay. Lovely fungus-based vegan burger.
I think they're square as well.
What do you think they've banned eating fungus since the, the war broke out?
Yeah, brought to you by Dr. Roy's exclusive kitchen.
Or is it like, I can imagine some sort of like Starship Troopers type-esque advert where it's like, eat fungus, be a patriot.
Because show the fungus who's boss.
Show the fungus who's boss. You know, like when you have they have those kids stomping on the cockroaches in the...
Yeah, I'm doing my part. Thanks for listening to Black Armada Tales. We've been playing Last Fleet by me, Josh Fox. You can find more information about Last Fleet and the rest of our stuff in the show notes. And don't forget, we've got Lovecraft Desk 2nd Edition coming to crowdfunding on Backerkit very soon, and there's a link to sign up for notifications about that also in the show notes. See you next time.
Athena lost... Was it 3 or 4 teeth this summer holiday? She's been a bit of a late starter when it came to losing teeth. And so we went into this summer holiday with 4 wobbly ones.
Wow.
And they've just all like, you know, come out now.
Pointing down.
There's not a lot left in there.
Do you do a tooth fairy type thing?
Because summer holidays are expensive enough without tooth fairy. Multiple tooth fairy visits.
Four tooth fairy visits. We do, but... She said to us before her very first experience of the Tooth Fairy, she said, is the Tooth Fairy real, Mummy, or is it you? And we always said that we would never lie to our children. So I said, it's me. Like, she and Rafi were both quite young when they said, is Father Christmas real? And every time I was like, no, Father Christmas is not real. And I was quite careful in talking about Father Christmas that I didn't exactly lie to them.
Well, you just said that Father Christmas doesn't exist. Isn't that what you said?
Well, like, yeah, I waited until they asked the question.
Where they hadn't directly asked.
Okay.
You know, they would say things like, you'd say things like, oh, I don't see how Father Christmas could fit down the chimney if we don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you've not said Father Christmas is coming down the chimney. But anyway.
No, I don't think I even said stuff like that.
Didn't you? I did. I definitely, I used my philosophy training, so I know that you can say all X's are Y. About a set that has no members.
Then we got into trouble with Ophelia's best friend's parents, who phoned us up to say, do you know that Athena thinks that Father Christmas isn't real? And she's telling Ophelia that. And we had to sort of say,
she said, do you know that Athena thinks Father Christmas isn't real? I'm sorry to break this to you, Mum.
Athena's patient zero in a school-wide breach on the Santa Claus secret.
Oh, truth.
Yeah. Part of the reason that I'm a bit of a killjoy about this is because the school has just lost its mind over this stuff. Like, so Athena came home because really upset because one of the dinner ladies had told her that the cameras in the school, they have like little kind of sensor cameras in the school, presumably it's like a security system when the school is locked at night. The little flashing red lights on those meant that Father Christmas was watching you right now to see if you were being good or bad.
Jesus. Father Christmas is a massive creeper.
Well, quite. But we had an old security system in our home, and some of they flash red when the batteries are low. And so she noticed some of them flashing red in our house, and she's like, oh my God, Mummy, is Father Christmas watching me at home? And I had to be like, right. We are not having this. I'm not having my child thinking that surveillance culture is perfectly okay because Father Christmas has to watch you for the whole of December to see if you're being good or bad in your own freaking home. And I was really quite cross.
I mean, that'd be really negligent if he only did it for December, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you want to be naughtiest in January when he's knackered.
Right, exactly. He's sleeping it off.
But I was really annoyed about it because I was like, I get that some people want to preserve the magic of Father Christmas, but I really object to preserving the magic when preserving the magic turns into using Father Christmas as a tool to enforce behaviour. And I'm
that's
like,
not magical.
Not fucking no, having
that's,
this.
That's weaponizing.
Don't do Christmas. Elf on the Shelf. We don't do any of that. And I was so angry that she had come home with this belief. And she was really upset about it as well. I'm like, and I would be like, if I thought someone was surveilling me in my own home. So I had to be like, no, Athena, absolutely not. Mummy's phone is listening in on every conversation you have, but not Father Christmas.
Did I tell you all about my dad's adventure in his first week here and the cameras over in... No?
No?
My dad has mild cataracts. He doesn't... So his vision's a little bit blurry, but he's a very active 70-year-old. And so once he'd got over the jet lag, he decided he would go for a run. And he mapped out his route. He wanted to go 5Ks for his run. And he planned his route and he went out and he started running. And when he got to the end of his route, he realized that he wasn't anywhere near halfway to 5Ks. So he adjusted his route on the fly, as you do. So I get a slightly panicked call from my brother a little over an hour after he said he would be home. He hasn't come home. And not only has he gone for a run in a strange place with cataracts, he's done so without a phone, without any ID, without any money, without
oh,
any...
No.
Oh, the feeling of freedom.
So he's running in Queen Victoria Olympic Park. So we go down there, and the first thing we do is we grab a security guy, and the security guy in the park is like, oh, don't worry about it. There are covers. There's cameras literally everywhere. Nothing can happen in this park without us knowing what it is. And like 3 minutes later, they found my dad. And what he's done, he's got a pedometer. He has run for 5.7 kilometers, not recognized his surroundings, and then started walking to try and find his way home. So he's 71. He's run 5.7 kilometers. Then he has walked a further 11 kilometers trying to find the route back home. Back home.
Oh, God.
And in the end, the reason they found him
is
he went up to a security guy and he said, can you please give me directions to Hackney Wick Station? Not directions to where I'm living, I might add, to a train station, because he thought maybe if he got back to the train station, he could reverse engineer the route home. So he's a very sensible man, but...
This is the microwave all over again.
If he planned out his route for this run, but he didn't bring a phone, how is he doing that? Did he just memorize the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I do it too, but...
I'm just going to go this way, I'm going to turn right, I'm going to, you know...
What?
But then, knowing that that was how he'd done it, he just thought, oh, fuck it, I'll just carry on running in that direction and probably it'll be all right.
I'll figure it out. I'll go a bit further, I'm sure it'll be fine. Hilariously, he in his walking to try and find his way back to where they were staying, he actually ended up getting relatively close to where I live, which is not near where they were staying. But he hadn't, he didn't know the area, so...
Was he on your run route?
No, I don't go over to that
part. Plus, with the phone, you could have seen the route, the squiggly route he would have gone on.
Yeah.
So I mean, how did you work out that he was going to be in that park?
So we knew that's where he was going to start, in that park. We didn't have any idea that he would still be there. It was just, I mean, we didn't have anything, right? So we went down and tried the best we could. I was actually on the phone to the police reporting my father lost when they found him.
Blimey.
Wow.
Well, I'm very relieved that you found him.
Oh, yeah, he was fine. Big
has
walk.
He learned his lesson, or is he like, oh, no, that was all right. I can totally do that again next time.
Yeah, everything turned out fine.
I think next time he went out for a run, he went out with my mum's phone number written on a sheet of paper, which is...
That's not much better.
It is a step up, though.
Yeah.
I'm lost. Please phone my wife.
Yeah, there's something very Paddington Bear about
that. Yeah, Paddington Bear, isn't there? Marmalade sandwich tucked down his running shorts.
Yeah. Anyway, the cameras in that park, apparently, if he'd fallen and hurt himself, they would have known instantly, which is slightly terrifying.
Which park should we not do drugs in?
I mean, I think London might be the park you should not do drugs in. But...
I'll tell Athena not to be naughty in London. This part of the Christmas is tapped into the security system.
Because in this case, he might actually be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do if you lose your dad. You ring up Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I know you're a bit busy, but he's gone missing again.